This is Module 2, Resistance Energy Breadcrumbs and Rewriting Neural Pathways of Belief. You've probably heard that intention is everything. Just what does that mean? The moment you set your intention to do something at a higher plane of existence, raw energy begins to mold itself into form. The energy's molding itself into what we want to be, do, or have. The energy of your decision sets your intention, and the more you anchor it, the more powerful it is. How far that molding of energy goes depends on whether you allow the energy to continue manifesting what you want, or if you allow fear to take over and stop the manifesting process. Florence teaches that love is the most powerful magnetic force in the universe. In every moment, you're either in a vibration of fear or love, one or the other, never both. You're in charge all the way. Whether consciously or subconsciously, your vibration is still creating your reality. Florence's teachings provide practical examples of holding the highest vibration of love energy, but really don't address why we're not already holding that vibration. So let's step back a moment. Do you have trouble making decisions? Years ago, I learned that subconsciously, I believed that if I didn't make a decision, then I wouldn't get disappointed. That was a surprise, but it made sense. Don't make a decision, don't get disappointed. But then, when I would try to focus on setting an intention, there wasn't a high vibration positive energy to support my intention because I hadn't made a decision on what I wanted. I hadn't set those wheels in motion for the raw creation energy to mold into what I wanted. If you don't decide, then when you use the energy containers that we call words to set your intention, the energetic vibration won't support moving and molding energy to manifest what you want to be, do, or have. They don't have the energetic charge, vibration, and substance they need to mold energy. However, they will hold energy. The energy the words hold is the dominant energy of your subconscious, and if you can't make a decision, then that energy is definitely fear at some level. Truth is, there's a reason you struggle to make a decision. There was a reason why I subconsciously believed if I didn't make a decision, I wouldn't get disappointed. Subconsciously, I felt like I was undeserving, unworthy, and I held that suffocating, paralyzing feeling of not being good enough. Do you feel this too? When you listen to this recording or read this, if you feel a shift in energy within your body and that feeling is uncomfortable, no matter how slight this feeling, it's resistance energy. Resistance energy is your red flag that there's a subconscious belief holding you hostage, blocking your decision-making flow of energy, blocking your power to improve your life and manifest the happiness and prosperity that is your birthright. Now you can tell yourself, I'm making this decision, and do your best to override that uncomfortable resistance energy, but trying to override it stuffs it back into your subconscious where it continues to feed off the fear that lurks in the subconscious shadows. Stuffing resistance energy is like a beaver building a dam on your manifesting energy river. The energy blocks up and stagnates. It's not a pretty picture, and I'm sure you've experienced this. What you want to be, do, or have never materializes, and you just keep wanting. As I mentioned in the first module, it's vital that you look at the resistance energy. Why do you have to look at it? Here's why. In the movie, What the Bleep Do We Know?, we're shown how quantum physics teaches us that energy reacts differently when it's observed versus when it isn't. And with this in mind, we want to observe energy by looking at it or facing it. When you feel resistance energy in your body, you have two choices. You can ignore it and stuff it down, or you can embrace it and look at it. The resistance energy is in your body. It's not an article of clothing you can just take off and throw away. When you ignore the energy, it's stuffed into your subconscious and it will reach out and bite you again and again until you face it and see the energy of the belief for the lie that it is and transform it back to love energy. Let's look at all the moving parts of observing energy versus not observing energy. First, resistance energy is the vibration of fear. All energetic vibration that is not love energy is fear and holds darkness. Love energy is pure light. Remember, you're either in love energy or fear energy, never both. Whether you know it or not, your spiritual beingness is love and light. When you embrace resistance energy to your heart, it immediately begins to lose its power. Why? Because darkness cannot live in the light. When we look at or observe energy, we do so through the love energy of our heart. So bear with me here. You want to have something, but you keep hesitating to make a decision. Now you realize that the hesitation energy that stops you, that uncomfortable feeling in your body, is resistance energy. It's your red flag that there's a belief hidden in your subconscious that's blocking your ability to make decisions and manifest what you want. What to do next? Well, this energy is uncomfortable and painful. You're tempted to throw up your hands and moan that this is too hard. Don't. You got this. Take a deep breath and remember that this energy doesn't get any more painful than this. And I suggest asking your angelic team to show you what this energy is about. Where did it come from? How was it birthed into existence? And be willing to release the need to hold on to it. It's been with you for a long time, but today it's safe to look at it and transform it back to love energy. Focus on the resistance energy you're feeling in your body and breathe deeply into it through your heart. Allow your heart to look at the energy and give it a name. For example, shame, guilt, fear, anxiety, anger, frustration, overwhelm, whatever name pops in your head, and breathe through that energy to see what's supporting it. If there's another energy supporting it, the energy will reveal itself. Give the energy revealed a name. Breathe through each energy till you reach where the resistance energy was birthed. Like my example in the first module, you may discover that something happened to you as a child that caused you to believe you aren't good enough. Allow yourself to experience whatever you experience. You may see a vision, like a movie trailer in your mind's eye. You may hear an angel or spirit guide telling you what happened. You may simply have a knowing in your heart that the energies you've just named are not true about you. This may be enough to dissipate the fear energy of the belief that's holding you back, but I suggest following through with infusing the energies with love. If you saw a vision or heard a description of an event, infuse all the people involved and the event with love energy until any residual resistance energy in your body is transformed to love. You'll be able to tell when it's healed by how your body feels. Scan your body. Any resistance energy left? Rinse and repeat to clear the energy blocks and heal the energy by transforming it back to love. This is how you rewrite negative subconscious records or neural pathways of belief. And here's another important insight. Remember, you live in a human body. And the human way of doing things is to take it back and play with it. When you catch yourself doing this, stop it. Just stop it. And look at the energy again, seeing it for the lie that it is. And again, transform it back to love. Sometimes when you look at it again, you may see or experience something you didn't before. This is good news. You're healing it at a deeper level. How does that happen that you can see more? Well, this is why. We can only heal energy to the level that we're vibrating in at any given moment. As our awareness expands and grows, so does our vibration, so we can heal past experiences more fully. Now, if something comes up and you think, "Oh no, I already healed that," don't get discouraged. Now you know what to do. Follow your energy action steps and heal it to the deepest level possible for today. So, what do you do when you feel resistance energy in your body? You want to observe it, look at it, and follow the breadcrumbs to where it was birthed. Remember, the instant you look at energy, it begins to lose its power and becomes less painful. And the more you look at it, the less painful it becomes till one of two things happen. One, you see where the energy was birthed, like the example I gave in Module 1. Or two, the energy dissipates to nothing, as I described earlier. Now, when you consciously make a decision, you set the foundation for manifestation. When you consciously set your intention based on your decision, you intensify the manifesting energy. And those letters of the alphabet that you've strung together get a powerful energetic charge that molds formless matter into what you want to be, do, or have. The reality is that you are good enough. You are good enough to be, do, and have what you want. You were born into the body you reside in, believing, knowing from your core that you deserve to live a joy-filled, happy, prosperous life. But then you began to have life experiences that taught you otherwise. If the teaching experiences happened as an adult, you would have been able to see immediately, "Hey, that's not true about me." But because the teaching experiences happened as a child, your child mind didn't have the proficiency to see the bigger picture of the experience. Your child mind didn't know that what happened really didn't have the power to dictate not being good enough, deserving, or worthy, because you are a being of light. Being good enough, deserving, and worthy is your essence. When you see negative beliefs about yourself for what they are, beliefs that are not true, and release the need to hold on to them and transform them to love, you'll find it easier to make decisions and improve your life. This completes Module 2. Now go to the worksheet.